Wealth File Number 10. Rich people are excellent receivers. Poor people are poor receivers. If I had to nail down the number one reason most people do not reach their full financial potential, it would be this. Most people are poor receivers. They may or may not be good at giving, but they are definitely bad at receiving. And because they are poor at receiving, they don't. People are challenged by receiving for several reasons. First, many people feel unworthy or undeserving. This syndrome runs rampant in our society. I would guess that over 90% of individuals have feelings of not being good enough running through their veins. Where does this low self-esteem come from? The usual, our conditioning. For most of us, it comes from hearing 20 no's for every yes, 10 you're doing it wrongs for every you're doing it right, and 5 you're stupids for every you're awesome. Even if our parents or guardians were incredibly supportive, many of us end up with feelings of not being able to continually measure up to their accolades and expectations. So once again, we're not good enough. No wonder people have difficulty receiving. One tiny mistake and you're doomed to carry the burden of misery and poverty for the rest of your life. A little harsh, you say? Well, since when did the mind become logical or compassionate? Again, the conditioned mind is a file folder filled with past programming, made-up meanings, and stories of drama and disaster. Making sense is not its strong suit. Here's something I teach in my seminars that might make you feel better. In the end, it doesn't matter whether you feel worthy or not. You can be rich either way. Plenty of wealthy people don't feel overly worthy. In fact, it's one of the major motivations for people to get rich, to prove themselves and their worth to others. The idea that self-worth is necessary for net worth is just that, an idea. But it doesn't necessarily hold water in the real world, in case you haven't noticed. Of course, getting rich to prove yourself may not make you the happiest camper, so you're better off creating wealth for other reasons. But what's important here is for you to realize that your feeling of unworthiness won't prevent you from getting rich, and from a strictly financial point of view, could actually be a motivational asset. Having said that, right now, I want you to get what I'm going to share with you loud and clear. This could easily be one of the most important moments of your life. Are you ready? Here goes. Recognize that whether you are worthy or not is all a made-up story. Again, nothing has meaning except for the meaning we give it. I don't know about you, but I've never heard of anybody who went through the stamping line at birth. Can you imagine God stamping each person's forehead as he or she came through? Worthy, unworthy. Worthy, unworthy. Worthy, unworthy. Yuck! Definitely unworthy. Sorry, I don't think it works that way. You decide. You and you alone determine if you're going to be worthy. It's simply your perspective. If you say you're worthy, you are. If you say you're not worthy, you're not. Either way, you will live into your story. This is so critical, I'm going to repeat that again. You will live into your story. It's just that simple. So why would people do this to themselves? Why would people make up the story that they're not worthy? It's just the nature of the human mind. One of my own sayings is this. If a 100-foot oak tree had the mind of a human being, it would only grow to be 10 feet tall. So here's my suggestion. Since it's a lot easier to change your story than your worthiness, instead of worrying about changing your worthiness, change your story. It's a lot faster and a lot cheaper. Simply make up a new and much more supportive story and live into that. Oh, but I couldn't do that, you say. I'm not qualified to decide that I'm worthy. That has to come from someone else. Sorry, I say that's not quite accurate, which is a nice way of saying bullpoo. It wouldn't make a difference what anyone says or said in the past, because you have to believe it and buy into it for it to have any effect, and that can't come from anyone else but you. But just to make you feel better, let's play the game and I'll do for you what I do for thousands of participants at the Millionaire Mind Intensive. I will personally anoint you. Now, this is a special ceremony, so I'm going to ask you to eliminate any distractions right now. stop whatever you're doing. Men, if you like, you can change into a suit and tie, although a tuxedo would be best. Women, a formal evening gown and heels would be perfect. And if you don't have anything that's classy or new enough, this would definitely be an occasion to go buy yourself a brand new dress, designer label preferred. If you're all ready, let's begin. Please kneel down on one knee and bow your head in respect. Ready? Here goes. By the power invested in me, I hereby anoint you as worthy from now until forever. Okay, we're done. You can stand up now and hold your head high because you're finally worthy. Here's some sage advice. Stop buying into that worthiness or unworthiness crap and start taking the actions you need to take to get rich. The second major reason most people have a problem with receiving is that they have bought into the adage, it's better to give than to receive. Let me put this as elegantly as possible. What a crock! Think about it. How could you give if there weren't someone or something there to receive? Both have to be in perfect balance to work here, one-to-one, 50-50. And since giving and receiving must always equal each other, they must also be equal in importance to each other. Besides, how does it feel to give? Most of us would agree that giving feels wonderful and fulfilling. Conversely, how does it feel when you want to give and the other person isn't willing to receive? Most of us, again, would agree that it feels terrible. So know this. If you're not willing to receive, then you are ripping off those who want to give to you. You are actually denying them the joy and pleasure that comes from giving. Instead, they feel terrible. Why? Again, everything is energy, and when you want to give but can't, that energy cannot be expressed and it gets stuck inside of you. That stuck energy then turns into negative emotions. To make matters even worse, when you are not willing to fully receive, you are training the universe not to give to you. It's simple. If you aren't willing to receive your share, it will go to someone else who is. That's one of the reasons the rich get richer and the poor get, well, you know, poorer. Not because they're any more worthy, but because they are willing to receive while poor people are not. I learned this lesson in a big way while camping by myself in the forest. In preparation for my 2-day trip, I made what's called a lean-to. This means tying the top part of a tarp to a tree and then fastening the bottom to the ground to create a 45-degree roof over my head when I slept. Thank goodness I prepared this mini condo because it rained all night. When I came out of my shelter that morning, I was noticing how dry I and everything under the tarp was. At the same time, however, I couldn't help but notice this unusually deep puddle that had collected at the bottom of the tarp. All of a sudden, I heard this inner voice say to me, "Nature is totally abundant, but not discriminating. When the rain falls, it has to go somewhere. If one part is dry, another part will be doubly wet." As I stood over the puddle, I realized this is exactly the way it works with money. There's plenty of it, trillions and trillions of dollars floating around. It's indefinite abundance, and it has to go somewhere. The deal is this. If somebody isn't willing to receive his or her share, it must go to whoever will. The rain doesn't care who gets it, and neither does money. At this point in the Millionaire Mind seminar, I teach people the special prayer I created after my experience under the tarp. Of course, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but the lesson is obvious. It goes like this. Universe, if anyone has something great coming to them and they're not willing to take it, send it to me. I am open and willing to receive all of your blessings. Thank you. I have the entire audience repeat this with me, and they go crazy. They're excited because it feels amazing to be totally willing to receive, and it feels great because it's totally natural to do so. Anything you made up to the contrary is, again, just a story that isn't serving you or anyone else. Let your story go and your money come. Rich people work hard and believe it's perfectly appropriate to be well rewarded for their efforts and the value they provide for others. Poor people work hard, but due to their feelings of unworthiness, they believe that it's inappropriate for them to be well rewarded for their efforts and the value that they provide. This belief sets them up to be perfect victims. And of course, how can you be a good victim if you are well rewarded? Many poor people actually believe they are better people because they are poor. Somehow they believe they're more pious or spiritual or good. Baloney! The only thing poor people are is poor. This leads me to an important point. If you have the wherewithal to have a lot of money, I suggest make sure you have it. Why? Because the truth is that we are extremely fortunate to be living in this society, a society whereby each person is in fact rich compared to many other parts of the world. Some people just don't ever have the opportunity to have a lot of money. And if you are one of the lucky people who do have that ability, and each of you are or you wouldn't be listening right now, then use your wherewithal for all it's worth. Get really, really rich. And then help people who don't have the opportunity that you did. That makes a lot more sense to me than being broke and helping no one. So what to do? How do you become a good receiver? First, begin to nurture yourself. Remember, people are creatures of habit, and therefore you will have to consciously practice receiving the best that life has to offer. One of the key elements in the money management system we teach in the Millionaire Mind Seminar is having a play account where you get to blow a designated amount of money on things that nurture you and would allow you to feel like a million. The idea of this account is to help you validate your worthiness and strengthen your receiving muscle. Second, I want you to practice going crazy with excitement and gratitude anytime you find or receive any money. It's funny. When I was broke and I saw a penny on the ground, I would never stoop so low as to pick up a lousy penny. Now that I'm rich, however, I jump for joy and pick up anything that even looks like money. Then I give it a kiss for good luck and declare out loud, "I'm a money magnet! Thank you, thank you, thank you!" I don't stand there judging the denomination. Money is money, and finding money is a blessing from the universe. Now that I'm fully willing to receive anything and everything that comes my way, I usually do. The only thing you'll have to remember is to keep saying thank you for all of your blessings. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, "I am an excellent receiver. I am open and willing to receive massive amounts of money into my life." Touch your head and say, "I have a millionaire mind." Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Practice being an excellent receiver. Each time someone gives you a compliment of any sort, simply say thank you. Do not return a compliment to that person at the same time. This allows you to fully receive and own the compliment instead of deflecting it, as most people do. 2. Any, and I mean any, money you find or receive should enthusiastically be celebrated. Go ahead and scream out, "I'm a money magnet! Thank you, thank you, thank you!" 3. Pamper yourself. At least once a month, do something special to nurture yourself and your spirit. Get a massage, a manicure, or a pedicure. Take yourself out for an extravagant lunch or dinner. Rent a boat or a weekend cottage. Have someone bring you breakfast in bed. Do things that will allow you to feel rich and deserving.